It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Technology usually develops a lot faster than policies to deal with it, and that's been the case with law enforcement body cams. Our state legislature is looking at how this footage is accessed by the public, and we're going to talk about that in this segment of our State Capitol Report. What do you think? Should everyone be able to access all body cam footage all of the time? Do you think this is a privacy issue? What if access is restricted? Let us know what you think. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. My guest in this segment is State Senator Patrick Teston, who is vice chair of the Majority Caucus. He's a Republican lawmaker from the 24th District, which includes Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, and surrounding areas. He is the chair of the Legislative Council Study Committee on the Use of Police Body Cameras, which held its first meeting last week. Senator Teston, welcome to the Morning Show.
Hey, it's great to be on.
You are the chair of the Legislative Council Study Committee. What is that committee's purpose, and who else is involved in it?
Sure. So the purpose of the committee is actually formed because we had drafted legislation, myself and State Representative Jesse Kramer, which is going to try and put some uniform practices in, for the use of body cameras for law enforcement agencies around the state that had passed the Assembly, but unfortunately we just didn't get the traction that we needed in the state Senate. So as a result of that, Senate President Roger Roth, as well as State Representative Rob Brooks, decided that this was going to be one of the key areas that we are going to form a Leg Council Study Committee on. And so now we have a bipartisan committee, along with stakeholders from the media, as well as law enforcement agencies and open records advocates, to hopefully come together and, over the course of the next several months, put together some policies to hopefully introduce legislation for next session. So that way we can give some guidance for departments across the state that incorporate body cameras. And so that way there's uniform practices throughout the state, as opposed to the patchwork that we have currently.
So some communities allow access, others don't. Is that what we're talking about when we say patchwork?
Yeah, so right now, because there's no real guidance from the state, and I think your lead into this to the segment was 100% spot on, is that as the technology evolves, oftentimes government can be slow to act, and as a result of that, sometimes it feels like we're always behind the eight ball. And so what we're trying to do is give some direction for law enforcement agencies as to how these cameras should be used, what can or can't be released, and really trying to balance the components of, all right, what are we going to allow to be accessed to the public, what can be released, but also make sure that for those who have a reasonable expectation of privacy, that they're not going to have their identities and their information thrown out there on the media on a nightly basis.
So what was the hang-up in the Senate that this legislation didn't get passed in the regular session this past spring?
I think some of the biggest concerns that we had when a number of the individuals who were represented the broadcasters throughout the state, when they came down, they had some very, I think, appropriate questions as in regards to instances where, say, for instance, there's a police body camera and it's rolling when you're in someone's home or apartment or in a public setting. You know, what is appropriate, what isn't appropriate to be released. And so that kind of gave us pause, and some of our colleagues brought up a number of very good questions. And so we decided to kind of pump the brakes on it, and that the bill that we had drafted maybe wasn't necessarily ready for prime time. And so now we have the opportunity over the course of the next few months here to really put our heads together and make sure that we can draft some solutions and proposals that are in the best interest for everyone involved.
The original justification for law enforcement officers having body cams was to provide a record of encounters with the public, with citizens, and the idea was that it would make the whole process of law enforcement more transparent. Have we seen? I mean, from your perspective, what are the concerns? What are the drawbacks to this? The existence of this body cam footage that is automatically collected every time a law enforcement officer goes out to do their job.
Well, I think the most important component of this is that we all agree that body cameras do in fact provide a lot of transparency in the process and have clarified a lot of issues that get brought up as far as, all right, was an officer doing his job correctly or not. I think some of the biggest questions that need to be answered are, how long do you store body camera footage for? At what point is it okay to dispose of this? Because that is a huge area as far as the storage component and the cost of that. We heard from a couple law enforcement agencies, and these are smaller departments where it costs upwards of $30,000 per year just to store this data. And I thought it was really important, too, because we had a representative from the National Conference of State Legislatures come and present to the committee kind of what other states are doing as far as how long do you store this footage. If there's no interaction with the public or if there's no case that's involved with the footage that's being stored, all right, you have hours and hours upon hours of just footage that really doesn't have any relevance to any case or individual or crime. So then, yeah, we should be able to dispose of that. But in instances where there is a case or there is maybe some evidence, then trying to figure out what the appropriate timeline is to keep that footage. And then obviously, too, the component of what can or can't be released to the general public.
Well, and that the what can and can't be released to the general public seems to be one of the major sticking points here. Is there you mentioned earlier that there could be some privacy concerns. What are those, and how do you balance that against what journalists would call the public's need or right to know?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I don't want to keep this information from the public. I believe here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a long and storied history of open and honest government and making sure that information is readily available to the public. On the flip side of that, though, we also want to make sure that individuals who, especially like crime victims, for instance, who in many cases don't ask to be thrown into the system, that we don't want to have them relive a terrible time of their life over and over again. And so it's really just trying to figure out what can we do to try and codify what we have currently on the books, which is the balance test. And one of the problems right now, and we heard from a couple law enforcement officials last Thursday, is that what may be considered appropriate to release may be approved by one law enforcement department, but maybe a different agency has a different perspective. And so we just want to give some clarity to our law enforcement officials, as opposed to what we have right now, which is basically it's up to each individual department to determine what is or what can't be released to the public.
And are there any municipalities in the state that have policies that you think would merit discussion on a statewide basis? Are there some models in our state that you're looking at for some sort of regulation or guidance?
There are certainly a number of different departments that have very good, strong policies. When I take a look at my district, I think the Village of Clover, they have a great policy set in place as far as how they handle body camera footage. But the whole point of this, in our first meeting that we had last Thursday, is really to have a number of different presentations from NCSL, from a number of different attorneys who represent law enforcement officials, agencies, as well as in municipalities, and then even we had a presentation from a manufacturer of body cameras just to show us where this technology is currently and where it's going to be 5 to 10 years down the road from now. And it was very informative. And so in the in the coming months, when we meet again, it's going to be, we're going to really try and hammer out kind of where we want to go with this committee, what the direction the committee is going to take in relation to the use of body cameras for law enforcement officials. And we're going to be taking a look at a number of different agencies throughout the state on kind of how they do things currently and take a look at what other states do in more depth to try and find a practice and approach that's going to work best for Wisconsin.
So when does the committee meet next, and what's your timeline? What do you hope will happen if we could maybe, you know, have an ideal world here?
So we're probably going to meet 2 to 3 more times. I believe we're probably going to meet sometime in early to mid-September as well as sometime in October. And so the goal is, over the course of the next couple of meetings here, is that we're going to get to a point where we're going to be able to reach out and draft some proposals and get some legislation adopted. So that way, when we come back in the session in January, regardless of who has the majority, hopefully we'll have some bipartisan proposals put forth that we can hopefully get through and get sent to the governor's desk.
You had your first meeting last week. How did that go? What's your sense of what kind of support you're going to have on both sides of the aisle?
My takeaway was I thought it was a great first step in the process, and we had a really great discussion. In fact, my vice chair of the committee is State Representative Chris Taylor, and Representative Taylor and I, we have very different political ideologies, but we had the opportunity to kind of have a sidebar discussion, and we both were of the same mindset. I think that, you know what, we both agree these are valuable tools for law enforcement as well as the general public, making sure that this information is readily available. And so I'm confident that we're going to get to a point where we're going to have some sound proposals put forward for next session. And my hope is that they will pass with unanimous bipartisan support. And so my takeaway is that it was a very good step, and I think we're on the right track. I think we can all agree, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, that these are valuable tools for law enforcement, and we're looking forward to the challenge of providing some clarity and some uniformity in the process for law enforcement agencies around the state.
All right. Senator Tenston, thank you for your time this morning. Thanks for joining us on the morning show.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thank you for having me.
My guest has been State Senator Patrick Tenston, Vice Chair of the Majority Caucus. He's a Republican lawmaker from the 24th District. Coming up, we talk about libraries on The Morning Show. I'm John Munson. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.